We have started our audio promenade with Katie Dore. Yay!
Hello!
And Katie, it was your fine keen eye that spotted the Black Bat Wool organisation.
Yes.
We've just heard the wonderful routine from one of the co-owners of the Black Bat Wool thing that she who must be obeyed is in the process of getting dressed.
Allegedly.
Sir, your name, please.
Ian.
Ian, okay. So whilst we await the full executive scenario, it's Katie who actually spotted Black Bat Wool. Really looks as though you've got all manner of marvellous things to do, of course, with wool.
We try to do individual breeds with all the necessity of being hard, soft, coarse, etc., so that everybody can see where the individual breeds come from and what they produce.
We were speaking yesterday to some fine exhibitors of the Lincoln Long Wool, the Lincolnshire Long Wool, clearly, as I always like to say, the Rastafarian of the sheep industry, which is always wonderful. As you've rightly just said, this is clearly a case of what you can do with sheep's wool, and of course it's an ideal clothing aspect as well.
Yes, and not only that, there's all sorts of weird and wonderful things that come our way. For example, there is a Dorset Devon breed of sheep that makes very fine rope for the battleships of Nelson, etc., because, as you know, wool doesn't burn, so they use it on the tailings for the guns.
We clearly would not have had the joys of beating the French back in Trafalgar had it not been for British sheep. Now, there's a thought. Tessa.
How interesting. So for those listeners that aren't here yet, what can they purchase? What kind of type of clothes? And
no, we do it in packs. You see all the individual, shall we call them, pattern proofs. And you buy the wool. We provide the pattern free. You take it away and make it yourself.
Katie, sounds like the sort of thing that you will occupy many a time with as you're doing wonderful faculty material at the University of Lincoln.
I love knitting. I find it such an amazing stress relief, but also you end up with such a beautiful thing at the end of the process that it's a really, really joyous hobby. And I know it's something that's really sort of coming back into fashion, isn't it?
Splendid. Is this the lady herself who's just about to arrive wearing a very, very patriotic Union Jack? Fantastic. Good to meet you.
You too.
You would be very proud of your husband, presumably husband?
It is, yes.
That's all right. I always want to be very careful of these sort of things. Could be significant other, partner, who knows, on this particular basis. He's had a cracking job so far. But I know he was saying, look, we need to have the expert in this particular area. So, Katie, carry on. Questions for the legend who is? Your name?
Joe.
Joe, yay.
So, Joe, how long have you been running this business?
Oh, this is our fifth year, I think. And basically I just decided that we have more breeds of sheep in this country than any other country in the world, and as I couldn't buy it, we'd have to do it ourselves.
And is this your first year exhibiting at the Lincolnshire Show?
No, we have been here before. We've been here for the last 3 years, so it's a nice show and we really enjoy it. Pity the weather isn't slightly better.
Okay, think of the animals and yes. There's the sheep barring in the background saying, I want to be in the Black Bat Wool Company. So that's a strap one. Tessa.
So other than here at the Lincolnshire Show, can all your items be purchased online, or do you go around the country to different shows where people can come and purchase wool?
We have an online shop, which is Black Bat, which actually sounds strange, but we named after our Labrador. And we do various events around the country, from the Knit and Stitch in London, we do Edinburgh Yarn Festival, Wonder Wool in Wales, and then agricultural shows where we make contacts for more breeds that we're putting on the shelf all the time. So we leave here to go to Norfolk, and next month we've got Yorkshire, Royal Welsh, New Forest, and then we head off back north to Bedford and then home. So this time of year is busy.
Well, I think certainly the London Knit and Stitch sounds like a possible location report, Katie.
Absolutely.
And we will be at the Great Yorkshire Show once again. I can't believe we haven't connected with you before. Do you know where we're actually going to be on the Great Yorkshire Showground?
Yes, we're almost opposite the sheep shearing.
Well, there you go.
Brown Gate.
A know it well.
Yes.
We shall be there, right, in every sense of the word. Delightful, touchy base with yourself. I know Katie's our official tweeter today, so she'll be social networking and all sorts of things. We'll take a few photographs. Thank you and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And so, clearly, a Lincolnshire show without the sheep show, inconceivable. We've just been speaking to fabulous folk at the Batwall area, and they've provided, of course, to us with...
They have, with a bale of wool.
A bale of wool, and Katie?
Yes, let me get this right, North Ronaldsey wool.
Amazing, and they also pointed out one of their key exhibits being the legendary Nobby.
Yes.
Not the Nobby, I said, not from the sheep show. Yes, the very same. Hence, Stuart, welcome back to the airwaves of Sign of Heaven's Outside Broadcaster.
Thank you very much, great to be back.
It's a year ago since we last spoke. It's astonishing, really. It's still time passes by.
Yeah, it's a yearly occurrence. I look forward to it. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Neither Katie nor Tessa have actually seen or experienced, I think, because it's an experience as opposed to just watching.
Don't build it up too much. I don't want to feel the pressure too early in the morning.
Experiencing the whole magic of this. So what can they expect?
Well, for the first time comers, it's going to be, I just break it down really, it's a three-part show. We got sheep running on stage unaided, a live strip tea show with a volunteer sheep, of course, and we got the dancing routine really, that sums it up, dancing sheep at the end. You've seen it millions of times, so you know it off by heart as well.
It's the way in which you actually say, no, honestly, it's not a microwave, that always gets me every time.
Yeah, no, it's all pretty normal really for the sheep show, bit of entertaining, bit of educational, and it's just straightforward really.
Which is of course part and parcel of the whole sort of rich tapestry. We'll hand over to the team in a few seconds, but so we just commented on the paparazzi ducks that you've got in the background there. Obviously they're all set ready to go. They're looking like a crack team of fine folk, because you are also the dog and duck person.
I am indeed, and I'm back in the countryside arena for the second year at the Lincoln Show and loving it. I had a great couple shows yesterday, and I've got a wonderful team with me. We've got three new dogs. As you know, I replace my dogs. They come and go with ex-pet dogs that need help, and I rehabilitate them on the shows as it goes along. And I've got my beautiful Indian running ducks this year, fantastic looking birds this year, and they're going to be doing their courses with the dog and duck in the arena at 11:30 and 2:30.
Now, Katie's got a pair of pet rats. Whether you can actually apply that to life, etc. But, Katie, questions for yourself.
So you rehabilitate pet dogs.
I do, yeah. That's I wanted to do something back to the dogs that's given me so much in my life. I've actually dedicated my whole life to canines. I spent 6 months in the wild studying them and the other 6 months making my money with domestic animals. And so what I've tried to do over here, a couple of yucky facts really, is that collie dogs have been put to sleep more over here for behaviour issues than not being well or illnesses. So it's behaviour issues people are having a real problem with over here. Collie dogs are number two in the rescue homes. So what I'm trying to do in my show, and I always believe, as we know here, a bit of tongue-in-cheek always goes a long way, so a bit of humour. But I have got a quite of a serious line to my dog and duck show about understanding why our dogs do these habits. You know, being aggressive on the lead. It's not a bad dog. It's just a dog that's instinctively trying to protect the pack. But if we give them the opening of those jobs, dogs desperate for a purpose in a pack, desperate for a job, so they'll dive at a job that we leave the opening for. So it's educating the public about us making sure we've got a balanced pack, that we... keep the rules in quite early on in the dogs, and then it will stop all this misbehaving for dogs being aggressive on leads and so on, which is my number one question over here. So yeah, I got a dog psychology, untrained dog on ducks in the arena, that's to show their natural instincts, and then I got the kids coming out and we do the one man and his dog course.
Well, Stuart, I frequently actually apply your untrained dog and duck routine when we're dealing with first years and freshers week, so it has a genuine sort of crossover. Anyway, Katie.
So what can we expect from the sheep show? You've said there's a sheep striptease. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it always gets the eyebrows a bit winking on that one, especially for the boys. they're called my wild sheep, actually, and I get a bit of harassment over here from your health and safety. They don't really like this part of the show because we have to open a little cubby door and a wild sheep dives out towards the audience.
Exciting, though.
It is, and I usually give a good rugby tackle, gentle as possible, and then I take it out of four-wheel drive and on with the striptease part. So we're shearing a sheep basically, and we talk about again a little bit of information about how we actually grew wool on the back of the sheep through thousands of years. It's not natural for a sheep to have a big woolly jumper on and not be able to use it and lose it. 90% of our breeds can't molt. That makes wool actually the number two killer of sheep after the barbecue. So basically, we have to get the wool off. It's an animal welfare condition. I call it my strip tea show, even just to get a little bit of a tongue in cheek in there. But we talk about why we shear sheep and how we breed a wool on the back of them and so forth and so on.
So who are our stars of the show then?
Right,
we've
got
names.
Yeah, we do actually. Well done. We've got 9 superstars all going to be performing today. We've got Nobby the Norfolk Horn, Susie the South Down. Now, they had a bit of a romantic time long ago. They produced their boy Sam the Suffolk, number one sheep in the world out of 800 breeds. And it goes on from Dougal, Lenny, Belinda, Martha, we got the hippie local sheep, of course, is Lenny with the dreadlocks. He does the great dance routine of Bob Marley, flicking the dreadlocks side to side. And we finish with a Frenchman who sometimes is on strike, but today hopefully he'll appear. And he's the red-looking dude over there, which is a bit funny-looking sheep, but he's French.
I won't ask if he's in or out, because we don't talk politics, obviously.
A lot of pressure on that one. People have been actually asking me to do political stances on the stage. I was like, no way, I'm not going to get in there. Not getting involved.
No. It's New Zealand, completely different Commonwealth.
Yeah, exactly. We got cut adrift a long time ago from you guys, so we're doing our own thing.
Again, fantastic. Is it Richard who'll be looking after the Great Yorkshire Show?
Year. I'm broken. It's my first time.
You're going north.
I'm going up there. Well, yeah, so I'm quite excited. Richard's done that show for a long time, but I'm very excited about doing a Great Yorkshire Show. So,
just by the Black Sheep Brewery, if I recall.
So handy, isn't it? Oh, they thought of me there. And I'm really pleased about that. And I'm going to have my mate Ben Potter up there with the Big Eagles and so on. So I'm going to have a great time up there. We've really
Ben's looked a great character. And indeed, so are his Birds of Prey as well, whole sort of system. So finally, let's talk Dog and Duck, because is the book still available? Because you've produced and developed and ably sort of put into the market.
Yes, I did. And it's doing really well. I read it again last year and I just wanted to tweak a bit. I wanted to tweak it a little bit. So I actually re-edited it this winter, when I was away in Central America. So it's got a re-edited, it's basically the same. I just tweaked it a bit. So it's out there on my stand, and my wife's book's out there as well. And she's actually just finished 2 children's book called Adventures of Duke and Dolly, which is about an Indian running duck and a collie dog and travelling around the world.
Classic.
Yeah, a bit like we do.
Like a road movie.
Yes, exactly. So we're still pumping out the books, but the Where the Dog is doing really well over here, so I'm very pleased.
And I'm thinking of your good self as Obi-Wan to a Luke Skywalker character, because I noticed a couple of newbies are actually. Would you like to introduce your apprentice?
Oh, yes. This is Zach.
Hello, Zach.
Zach is over here, and he's first year with me. I had, as you know, Ollie.
Is he treating you well, Zach?
That's all right, though.
But he's lying. Well, yeah. I'm a tough boss, but I'm a fear, you know. So that's what I like. The job's done neat and tidy, and that's about it. But, yeah, no, he's great. He's a Norfolk boy, and he's doing very well. So very pleased.
As ever, Stuart, absolute delight. We look forward to seeing you in action, both the Dog and Duck in the Country Ring and, indeed, the Sheep Show in a matter of moments.
Definitely. I can't wait to see it. And everybody that's come today has definitely got something to look forward to.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him well. It's Heritage Lincolnshire. Clearly, I was drawn to this primarily because of the skull. Maybe it's my biological training coming out of here. But we're delighted now to speak to Cultural Events Officer, and let's add extraordinaire to that, Bev Gormley. How are you, Bev?
I'm all right. I'm even better now, thank you.
Perfect view of the countryside ring here that you've actually got.
Spot. It's wonderful. So when it goes quiet, we've got something to watch.
But looking obviously at some of the things that Heritage Lincolnshire is offering, if people are sort of feeling the withdrawal symptoms after the Lincolnshire show comes to an end at the close of day 2 today, there's the South Lincolnshire Walking Festival. There's Heritage Lincolnshire promoting, conserving and exploring Lincolnshire's heritage. There's so much good stuff in the county.
Oh, there's so much going on. One thing we're really promoting during the Lincolnshire show is the Heritage Open Days Festival. We've organised it since 1994, and this year it's going to be our biggest and best ever. We've got 180 free events going on in September, so we're encouraging everybody to come and pick up their free brochure and start to plan their festival for September.
Ta-ta.
Well, I was just looking at your sort of big banner at the back about the South Lincolnshire Walk Festival. Could you tell us a bit about that as well?
Yeah. This year, it's the second year. We had a pilot festival last year. We're also involved in the Wolds Walking Festival, which has been really successful for quite a few years. And this is a new one just for the south of the county. So if you draw a line through Lincoln, it's almost everything below Lincoln. And we've got roughly 75 walks lined up, and they're all free, all over the south of the county.
Very healthy, of course, as well.
Oh, definitely healthy.
Great exercise. I'm not necessarily saying power walking here, possibly strolling, but still very effective.
Yeah, and it's great to, they're all guided walks, and it's great to walk with other people. Lots of people that I've spoken to, especially during the show, they've said they go out for a walk on their own, or they walk their dog, but it's something completely different, walking and chatting.
You can walk and talk.
Yeah, you can.
Quite literally. It's amazing.
Sometimes it's hard to do.
We human beings, what have we emerged from? 5 billion years of cosmic evolution. Katie.
So, Heritage Lincolnshire, we've an amazing county with an amazing historical heritage. But tell me about a hidden gem that people might not know about here in the county.
Oh, a hidden gem.
Many to choose from.
Oh, there are so many. Personally, part of my job is looking after some historic sites, and we look after Bolingbroke Castle, which is near Spilsby, Tupholme Abbey, that's near Bardney, Temple Brewer Tower, the Knights Templar Tower near Cranwell. If I had to pick one of them, Temple Brewer is my favourite out of all of the county, out of historic sites, but it's the one I know the best. I've studied it the most.
Culturally, of course, at the University of Lincoln, applications for the history and cultural degrees are going through the roof. Lots of people are really getting into history. What drew your good self into this whole area?
I think as you get older, you get a little bit more.
We don't use the O word. We're chronologically gifted or experientially enhanced. Sorry to be politically correct, but it's an important point.
I'm just older. But I got to a point where I thought, I want to do something that I'm actually interested in. You know, you get fed up of, you know, going through the
same old, same old.
Yeah, that's it. So I decided to go back and do a heritage studies degree at Bishop Grosseteste.
The right. It's okay. Other universities are available, apart from the first university in Lincoln that started off first.
And since there, it's just gone on from that. It's become bigger, and I'm really immersed in it all now. It's great.
So where can visitors find out about all the events you've got going on? Have you online? Have you got
books? I can see in the back there as well.
Yeah.
The best place is the website. It's heritagelincolnshire.org. All one word, Heritage Lincolnshire. We've got a pretty new website, and all the events are listed on there, all the publications that we sell, the sites we look after. It's all in one place, so that's the best place to go.
And a plug for your two fellow musketeers, who are actually obviously on the stands today. Keeping well, or are they security guards? I'm not sure.
Could be. This is Gail. She's
Hello,
our
Gail.
Business development manager. And Andy, he's one of our archaeologists. I'm not quite sure of your correct title.
Andy, what's your correct title as an archaeologist? Come closer, sir.
Site supervisor.
Is it all the fault of Tony from Time Team that actually got you into site supervising?
No, long before that.
Quite right, too. Excellent. Guys, fantastic touch base with your good self. Hopefully we might set up a location report where we can actually follow you on one of your walk and talk environments.
Yes, please, that would be wonderful.
You'd be up for that?
Definitely, yeah. Sounds brilliant. Thank you.
Walk, talk and knit at the same time on this morning. It's astounding. We're taking five momentarily whilst we're watching Watch, Tessa. We're watching a whole range of doggies.
We are, definitely.
Dog agility, I believe.
Dog agility, there is. They're all just lining up, getting ready now. A lot of border collies. A
lot of border collies. More border collies than I realised actually existed in the world. But still, never mind, life is continuing. Commentary being provided now to actually just talk our way through this. One person and his dog, one man and his dog, and so on. There's something kind of quite restful about watching kind of human beings work with canines, I find.
Definitely, it's a man's best friend, so.
Indeed, and a woman's best friend. Oh, wait, so go through that. Katie, your thoughts on the sort of environment we're seeing as we're sitting down, nicely sort of scrutinising really front row seats for this agility class.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing this. There's a Nova Scotian duck tolling retriever, which is the best dog breed name ever. And then we're going to show you. He's got his jump on in to help him turn. Look at them strides. And there goes Beth. Up to the daisy.
Oh no, a minor disaster there has actually occurred just to the dog agility. A total, almost three canine pile-up, though.
Definitely, two just collided, but it's okay, the show goes on.
The show has to go on, and that's the spirit behind the Lincolnshire Show. You're listening to Siren FM as Midweek Drive and Southside Broadcasting on location at the 132nd Lincolnshire Show. That's 2016, in case you're listening in to this back up in 2020. But Katie, has this given you any particular ideas for working with the rats?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to try and develop rat flyball. I think that has to happen, yes.
We do have ferret racing and ferret roulette, of course.
Ferret roulette? Yeah. I need to see this.
Something to actually sort of look forward to, perhaps. And in case you're wondering, as far as the Midweek Drivettes are concerned, Katie Dore has decided to sort out one or two matters with the wonderful Ryan Jones. And, of course, Kenna and Catherine are also sort of checking things out. But that leaves Tessa and myself to be in the members area looking at the show jumping side of the main ring.
We are, and you can see that the beautiful horse is beautifully groomed, all getting ready for the show.
Certainly the quality and standard of the show jumping is always pretty good. It's not quite Olympic standard, it's not sort of three star, but this is really where it all starts, certainly on the road to Olympics. Clearly this is far too late for Rio this year, but in terms of various other things, it's a good standard.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite big, the arena, the layout's set out very well, and yeah, definitely.
Of course, we have that quiet, not quite as quiet as dressage if it was taking place. But obviously, once that buzzer sounds to actually say the horse is starting round the whole thing, then there's a kind of hush that descends on the arena.
Yes, definitely. And everybody's dressed
in civilised manners.
Yeah, in civilised manners, definitely.
So. Not quite Royal Enclosure at Ascot, or Royal Ascot, but that's
all. On the verge of it.
Mostly so. So, as we've sort of transpired, because we started off, obviously, a wee while ago on the other side of this main ring, what are your thoughts on the adventures you've had so far?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the sheep dancing. That was certainly a sight. And what else have we seen? The dog agility, that was very good. Very enthusiastic canines there. Oh, there's just been an array of things. It's been a spectacular day.
So after a very, very exciting show jumping round in the VIP main ring area, we have returned now to the press zone and we can welcome back, yes, Catherine and Kenna. Catherine.
Yay. Hello there.
So how was the dog and duck man? How was Stuart?
It was really funny. I thought it was the dogs ducking under things. I didn't realise it was actual ducks. So it was quite funny.
From the Olympic Park in London, yeah. Catherine's amazed.
Not got a farming background.
Petting zoos, Catherine, petting zoos.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
And Kenna.
Dog and Duck Show was very good, but highlight for me today so far has got to be we went and visited the falconry display and we were actually able to speak with the guy behind the display and he let us hold some of the wonderful birds of prey.
So very good like that. Now, have you tracked down the Galapagos tortoises?
Yes, we have. We enjoyed those too. They were, can't believe how big they were. Magnificent in size, weren't they?
She said they were, the eldest one was about 26. And the rest are teenagers, but so far it's about 26 stone as well. It's just massive. I didn't actually believe it.
And quite long-lived as well, really.
Yeah, up to 150 years old. I was astonished.
Yeah, she said they were actually still in teenagers, and they were huge, so got long left to go.
And I believe, certainly for Countryside Links, the tortoises were right next to the birds of prey. Are they still connected on that basis, or have they separated them?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Those birds of prey. They're
not massively far apart, but they're not directly next to each other.
They're not neighbours.
No, they're not neighbours.
Obviously, they've had a falling out. We'll talk about that in all sorts of ways. So, your first ever Lincolnshire show. Hopefully not your last, but what are your... If I was to ask you to score it out of 10, what would you provide?
A good old 8.5. I've loved
eight
it.
8.5, eh? I think we've gone 6.8, actually. For obvious reasons, we'll go there. Marvellous. All work out standing in Kenna.
I was going to say a good 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Okay.
Really
and Tessa?
Oh, gosh. I would say 9.5 out of 10.
Of course, Kenna, you've been here all 3 days, so you've done all sorts of duties here, as insects or spiders divining all sorts of areas. It's all very computer. Just getting attacked by sort of various insects here in the press area. Probably someone who's annoyed I haven't interviewed them, or indeed have interviewed them. But anyway, what have you made of the 3 days?
It was great to actually see the beginning of the process while people were still setting up their stalls and talking to people and knowing how they feel about the show before it actually begins, and then seeing it in its full display of people and...
Have you checked out the wood carving?
Yes. Well, I actually went back to go speak to the guy we spoke to on the first day, and I couldn't find him. So
he's obviously hiding.
He's hiding.
Officially, Kenna's going to start off a whole new career as a journalism graduate come change saw specialist.
Yes, Alex set me up for that, so we will see.
I think you've become quite experts on the giant tortoises. I think they'll be hiring you for that.
And Tessa, you'll just continue with the knitting.
Yes.
Always nice to find that the gradual takeover plan for looking after the whole of the Western world by Lincoln University graduates and postgraduates is in full force, as demonstrated ably by...
Sarah Harris. No, Sarah Barker.
Yeah, you see, it's all very confusing. What should we refer to you as today? Unbelievable. Sorry, you're here with the Lincoln Knights. How many Lincolnshire shows have you clocked up now?
Oh, me personally, this is my second year, but the Lincoln Knight has been here for 5 years, I think, now, at least.
And as the case with the rest of our media sort of folk covering a whole stack of things from that perspective, just share with the listener what the Lincoln Knight is, because there might be people in Teesside, in Dundee, in Aberdeen, who might never have heard of, you know, the best kept secret in Lincolnshire. What's it all about?
Well, as you say, we are the best kept secret in Lincolnshire. We have over 500,000 page views. We are an online news website for the Lincoln area, which has now started to branch out into other publications such as Lincolnshire Business Magazine, which is again an online publication to cover the whole of Greater Lincolnshire. And we cover all of your daily news.
There we are. You need go nowhere else. Forget 24. I was doing a piece on the new Northern newspaper for BBC Humberside recently, and they're saying, what's it going? It's 40p per day. Can you really go down? Have you seen 24, by the way?
I haven't, no.
No, exactly. You see, you can't even see a copy. A few name checks for your colleagues who've been busily working with you on the Lincoln Night today, and indeed over the 2 days of the Lincolnshire Show.
So you have myself, who is Sarah Barker.
But not Harrison.
Not Harrison. Once
very confusing.
You also have my other colleague, who is also Sarah Barker.
Sarah Barker, hello.
Hello.
Very good.
And you have our photographer, Steve Smales.
Oh, not Sarah Barker, then.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Still with the S there. Well done.
And our other helper today is Aaron, who is out and about, going around and getting lots of video for us.
Well, you could tease Aaron by saying, so what's going to happen to this documentary video you actually did, which featured yours truly, talking about UFOs and various other factors? Because he keeps saying, oh, it's going to get done, it's going to get done. You know, we're still waiting for that one.
Oh, is this something that he's been promising for a while, is it? I think we'll have to find out, really.
I think it's investigative journalism at its finest. And looking back to your postgraduate dissertation, of course, investigation of science, etc. How is that fitting into the work you're doing now?
Yeah, really well. The fact that I specialise in technology and looked at a lot of technology, I think, is one of the reasons why I managed to get the job, because our publisher is a big fan, especially of certain Apple products.
And Sarah Barker, obviously.
And Sarah Barker's. And, we've had features in the magazine and...
Features in the magazine and technology, yeah. It's okay, we'll just work our way through it. Perfect. And the online site, apart from obviously using your search engine to find the Lincoln Knight, best way to go to it?
www.thelincolnknight.co.uk. And you also have Lincolnshire Business Magazine, which is www.linksbusiness.co.
Well, Jane, I've always thought that secretly you were a biker girl, and look at this, the BMX team in full force, and you're tweeting and various other things. Jane, it's been a fabulous day. 2 days, still a few hours to go, but you must be very proud as ever.
Yeah, it's been a great day. We've got a great team, and look at that, the main ring's still full, isn't it, really, on the second day, which is really good.
So would you actually sort of recommend or suggest that maybe we can look to Rachel and Charlie actually taking on board the BMX challenge and possibly taking that broke challenge?
I can't promise that. They're too important to me, and I can't have any accidents.
Perfect sense. I know the midweek drive sirenettes and reporters have found it absolutely amazing. Certainly the first time, as though it's really, really good. Very impressive. Got a few droplets of precipitation now, but that's nothing to spoil.
No, it's fine, and it keeps stopping, and it's not tipping it down with rain. And if a motorbike can still go ahead, then so can we.
And Tessa also instructed me to say, when are you next back with us in the studios? Hopefully that won't be too long.
Perhaps in July?
I think so.